That would be Wes McElroy and John Lazor, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Delaware coming up this weekend for Virginia Tech. All right, you mentioned some other guys that you want to see from this offense. The seams, I like Josh Jackson. My early impression on the field and off is this guy is very low-key, doesn't take anything for granted, is always well-prepared. So I can see him being ready and focused for Virginia Tech, for Delaware. I do wonder about other guys. It's hard for college kids to get up every week. But let's say that they got their act together, they get on the field Saturday, they take this game serious. Who are some guys you want to see on Saturday when they take on the Blue Hens?
Well, I think the fact that this is a youthful offense is a positive right now in a game where it's scheduled right here with Delaware. And take nothing away from Delaware. Everyone in Richmond obviously knows the caliber of coach that Danny Rocco is, and he's got 19 starters back from a team that didn't have a ton of success last year, but obviously very experienced. But the reason that I say that I think it's a good thing that you're youthful is there are plenty of guys on the offensive side that, one, don't know any better than to take every game seriously, and two, there are plenty of guys, to your point, that need to show themselves out on the field this Saturday and should have an opportunity to do so. I'd like to see Jalen Holston. I think he's going to get some carries this weekend. I want to see what he can do because I've seen what he looks like in practice and in camp, and I think he's got a big future. I don't know how immediate it is, but I think he will get some run this week. I'd like to see Dalton Keene get his hands on the football for no other reason than you just feel bad for a guy who's a tight end and then was essentially a fullback in the offense and was just banging bodies the entire time against West Virginia. And I also think he's a guy that can do some things in space. I'd like to see Hezekiah Grimsley, but the number one guy, Wes, is Eric Kuma. He really didn't play a ton of snaps against West Virginia because of the matchup and what the Hokies were looking for in terms of the speed dynamic, but you need to identify him as a vertical threat on the outside if you're going to force people to not spy Cam Phillips and bracket Cam Phillips the rest of the season. And Kuma's your guy. He's really the only guy that physically profiles that way. You'll get Hazleton coming in next year is kind of the same way, but for this year you need Kuma to step up and play well. And then on the defensive side, I need to see some things out of the second wave of the defensive line. They're going to get a lot more snaps this week against Delaware. They shouldn't have a physical mismatch as they did against the West Virginia offensive line, and I'd like to see some of those tackles. I'm talking Jared Hewitt and Jimmy Taylor and maybe even a Robert Porche, if we're going to get to that point, get in there and make some things happen.
Coverage begins 2 o'clock on Saturday on Fox Sports 910 and all across your Virginia Tech affiliates with John Lazor, Andrew Allegretta, Mike Burnup, some guy who was supposed to be there week one but had to take off. You will get it all on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you're off to a roaring start in your Virginia Tech broadcasting career.
You ever have a job where you called out sick on day one?
No, I had a job that I quit on day one.
Did you really?
Thank you, Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah, man, I was supposed to be out on the showroom, you know.
Modeling?
Showing the clothes, not modeling, but looking at the model like gals that were coming in to buy Abercrombie back in the day. They had me in the back sticking in those security magnet things for 3 straight hours, and I told them I was going to take a break, and I did. I just never came back.
It's all right. We'll get this child born here, Lays, and I'll be there in a couple weeks for the next home game. In the meantime,
Renee's shaking her head at me. I don't know what was wrong with that story, but
it's two guys talking about Abercrombie and Fitch and somebody else being pregnant. We'll just leave it at that.
The LFO wrote a song about it.
Let's get to the lightning round.
All right.
Lazor's lightning round. John Lazor, you just kind of answered it there, but one thing or one person you'd like to see improve on Saturday on the field?
Second wave of the defensive line, for sure.
Okay. Question number two. Team on the Hokie schedule that caught your eye in week one, who was it?
East Carolina, and not for a good reason, for the fact that they lost to an FCS team, granted a good one, in James Madison. But nonetheless, we had heard reports out of there that Scotty Montgomery's team was going to struggle this year, but I think that kind of cemented it. So while people are looking for the Hokies to not take Delaware lightly, I'm already looking in a positive way beyond Delaware and saying, okay, let's not go down to Dowdy-Ficklin and lay an egg against that team that is obviously down at the moment.
Yeah, we are not beholden to Justin Fuente's one game at a time rule, but
not in Richmond.
There's a great opportunity here before an O for Virginia Tech before they face Clemson. Next. Lays, besides Delaware, what state do you actually forget exists?
a couple of them out west, I suppose, Wyoming from time to time. And I think their punter would have liked to have forgotten that Wyoming existed last week. No, it's funny that you say that about Delaware, because I remember watching the NBA draft back in the day with my buddies in Minnesota, and somebody went from Delaware or Delaware State, and I just remember going, Delaware? They got a team?
Delaware Blue Hens. All right, put them down for Wyoming, folks. Next. The NFL season opens up tomorrow night. Your Vikings, playoff team or not?
Not from what I saw in the preseason. I don't like to put a ton of stock in the preseason, but my man Sam Bradford took more hits in the one game against the Niners that I watched than Tom Brady has taken over the last 3 or 4 years combined. So I'm not optimistic at the moment, Wes. I'm going to say yes just because I'm feeling good off our win over West Virginia, and I'm supposed to be more optimistic, but I don't know.
And his glass is always half full.
Last one.
Nice drop, Pauly.
I am going through pregnancy with my wife during football season. You are going through wedding planning with your fiance during football season. The one thing that you have learned about wedding planning so far is what?
It's not fun, my friend, and it's expensive. And, yeah, and it doesn't stop for nothing. It doesn't care about football or basketball or any of the other things. But it's also a glorious thing, since she's standing right here.
I want the laser pre-wedding preparation update every single week on this show.
Pre-Cana began last night. We're rolling.
Look at you. Making strides to make yourself a better man every single day. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I'm a man!
Thanks, man.
He's John Laser. He's the voice of the Hokies. 2 o'clock on Saturday, Virginia Tech in Delaware. Thanks, buddy. Be well.
You too. We're thinking of you this week.
Appreciate it, my man. John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. And yes, the boys will be handling things this Saturday, and hopefully the team can handle it, because there's a great opportunity here where it is tough for college athletes to get up, especially after a big game. And I know Hokie fans are like, JMU, 2010. These guys were in, what, grade school when that happened? But hopefully there's enough young guys who want the opportunity to show something that they take this thing very serious. I'm impressed by Josh Jackson's demeanor. He'll be ready to go. Well, everybody else, you will find out coming up Saturday, right here on your home for the Hokies, Fox Sports 910.